All right. When's the last time you heard Weird Al Yankovic? What are you doing back there? Lucas Panzeca making it happen from behind the glass. It's getting legal. Like our buddy Andrew Brand at Sports Illustrated would say, there will be lawyers. And there are, in fact, lawyers between the University of Tennessee and former football coach Jeremy Pruitt. So we're joined, because we're not smart enough to have this conversation by ourselves, we're joined by Dan Lust at Sports Law Lust is where you can find him. He's the sports attorney. He's got the podcast Conduct Detrimental. He's always a great pleasure to have on the show. What's up, Dan?
Buck, I'm good. Always a pleasure to get the call. And I'm told this story is percolating, so I did expect to get a call. I'm always happy to join you guys.
Well, we appreciate you doing so on short notice, because this dropped in our laps last night, and I'm like, oh, there's a lot here that we need more clarification on. So what has happened, and I know you're familiar with this, but just to kind of lay it back out for the audience, Jeremy Pruitt, who was fired for cause from the University of Tennessee, there were alleged recruiting violations that the university used to not pay him his $12.6 million buyout. Now his lawyer is sending threatening messages, basically, to the university, saying that they have the potential to uncover some widespread issues across the same kind of thing, across multiple sports, that could cripple UT's athletic programs for years to come, but no admission of no defense, really, of what Jeremy Pruitt was accused of doing. Dan, what's kind of your 1,000-foot view on this story as it stands right now?
So here's the non-sports version, right? In certain states, and I'd have to look through Tennessee's, but I know in New York, you can't really say, hey, I'm going to sue you, and I have and Buck, you hit it, right? He's not defending Pruitt himself. He's just saying, hey, I'm going to sue you, and I'm going to make this thing really messy unless you settle with me. So, you know, most states, and I imagine Tennessee is the same way, you cannot bring a lawsuit that is meritless, that has no basis and has no merit, just to embarrass the other side. And that would be seen as kind of like akin to extortion, right? I'm going to sue you. I don't really have a good lawsuit here, but I'm going to make things really messy and force you to settle. That was my first view at a really high level, right? Certainly, you're not allowed to, threaten a lawsuit and probably get someone in criminal trouble or something like that. You know, we have something here. Just because, the lawyer is out here, he's not saying Pruitt doesn't have a case. He's just threatening to make this kind of messy, which if he does have a valid defense here or a valid basis for suing the school, certainly you're allowed to make these kind of comments. I read the statement, and you see words like, cripple UT, and I'm going to make everything public with donors. I mean, he's not really saying anything that's not true. It certainly would be a messy lawsuit, but to lead with that, to make that your statement, I don't really think it sends the right message, right? If you have a really valid case and you have a case with a lot of merit, I don't know. Actions kind of speak louder than words, right? You just sue and you do your business, but making an awful lot of noise. So my red flags were going up there a little bit.
Oh, it's delightful for the purposes of sports talk radio. This is about as dramatic as they could be without, just coming from a curious angle on it, because I want to know exactly what they think they have that would warrant those kind of just basically threats on the front end. But not only are they doing that, the lawyer, Lyons, is requesting that Tennessee and its employees preserve, quote, all documents and communications regarding impermissible benefits provided by UT donors to student athletes and the use of any foundation or organization in connection with providing benefits to student athletes or recruits. And he's dragging the basketball coach Rick Barnes into this, so much so that Rick Barnes had to refute these allegations in a statement to ESPN, being like, hey man, what the hell are you doing? I don't understand why you have to drag me into this as well. What can that open Jeremy Pruitt up to if he's doing that fairly? I mean, it seems to me reckless, Dan, but kind of walk us through what legal grounds Pruitt has to stand on in that regard.
Yeah, so you mentioned the first part. That what you're describing is called a preservation letter. In advance of suing someone, I'm surprised it took him this long to do it, but you'd send someone a letter and say, hey, preserve all emails, preserve all photos, documents. It doesn't necessarily have to be in an employment dispute. Any type of lawsuit where, before the lawsuit actually occurs, you need to tell the other side, hey, preserve evidence. And if someone deletes evidence or deletes emails or tears up stuff and proves not able to recover it, there's something in the law called spoliation, where if one side deletes evidence, the other side you know, gets the benefit that, hey, you deleted it because you were covering something up. So, you know, that's, I don't really think that's necessarily in play here, just a standard preservation letter. But as you know, right, he's bringing other people into this. And it's the same kind of, you know, it's a lot of noise, right? It's a lot of bark. It's saying, hey, I'm going to bring the basketball team into this. I'm going to bring the donors into this. I'm going to bring everyone into this. So, you know, if you feel a little strange by this, let's put yourself in UT's situation for a second. Do you want to go ahead and settle with someone, right? Like there's an expression that we say, you know, the government, right? You don't want to negotiate with terrorists, right? That's just the expression. You don't want to negotiate when someone's going full scale, guns a-blazing. I'm going to take down everyone unless you pay me my money. That's not the right precedent you want to set, but that's the route that Pruitt seems to be going here. And I just can, you know, reading it from a really high level, it seems like the school is not interested in negotiating with him. So he's trying to make as much noise to bring them back to the negotiating table. And the school might just be saying, you know what? Sue us. That's fine. Go ahead. We believe in our defenses. And, you know, I haven't read anything in particular that shows that Pruitt has that strong of a case. Not to say he doesn't, but certainly he's leading with the bells and whistles and not really the aspects of the law that would seem to prove his case here.
Now, the lawyer that's representing him has precedent for this, basically, with former Kansas football coach David Beatty. He sued the Jayhawks back in 2019 after they withheld his buyout because the university claimed he committed an NCAA violation. He got $2.5 million as far as settlement. Pruitt is trying to get back this whole 12.6. I mean, if the university is resolute in their position at this point in not negotiating with, you said, or as you said, not negotiating with a terrorist, for lack of a better term, is this something that they can just write out and if they have the legal grounds to stand on it, or do they need, or is this something that was unnecessarily created because they may have been a little stubborn about just not cutting the guy a smaller check?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen at least some comments, you know, that there was some self-reporting that Pruitt did, and maybe the university didn't want to listen to it. So, I don't know, I was on with you guys a while back and talking about, you know, this particular case. Again, just from, I guess, the university's perspective, the response letter was interesting, right? It says, your letter contains no details of your client's actions. Instead, you raise vague and unsupported allegations of other violations by the university and threaten to embarrass the university publicly by revealing those alleged violations. So to your point, right, I don't think if Tennessee is budged at this point, I don't know why they would now. Just this letter seems to be kind of more of the same and making a public stink about it. So, you know, obviously Pruitt's entitled to have a lawsuit, and if his attorney has good press in the books of negotiating a buyout, you know, by all means, maybe he feels very confident. But, you know, Tennessee is not forced to settle a case because of this. And I know there's a deadline, I think it's floating out there, October 29th, to settle up on some portion of that buyout, or else he's going to file a lawsuit. But, you know, a lawsuit is designed, you know, in a sense, not designed to do it, but it could embarrass the university, right, the fact that he was sued. But they're not going to be any more embarrassed than they are with these allegations floating out there now. And also, just keep in mind, you know, Tennessee has the right to seek what's called the confidentiality order. Any type of documents or statements or depositions that they have during the course of the case, they can ask the court to seal the record, right, to have nobody see what's going on. So just because you file a lawsuit doesn't necessarily make all these things public. It's obviously going to be Pruitt's lawyer's intention to file a very public complaint that people can read through. But, you know, I don't really think it changes the equation for Tennessee's perspective. I don't see them switching gears because of all the noise that's being made today.
I think Vols fans are laughing listening to this story because Tennessee has never had a problem throwing more money at a problem to try and make it go away, which in turn ends up creating larger problems. Dan Lust is here with us, sports attorney. He has the Conduct Detrimental podcast. Subscribe, rate, review wherever it is that you get your podcast.
Dan, Buck brought up the David Beatty situation at Kansas. Obviously, Lions represented Beatty in that situation too. I don't know how closely you followed that scenario a couple of years ago, but I'm just curious if you've noted any parallels in the way Lions has gone about representing Pruitt like he did with Beatty, because it was much smaller scale, but Beatty did get $2.5 million of the $3 million he thought he was owed in the settlement.
You know, I'm not familiar with that particular case, but, you know, I've settled my fair share of cases, and you kind of have to make, right, if you don't want to, we'll take one step back from not necessarily Lions, but what an attorney would do here. If you want to put a case into suit, it's going to cost a lot of money, right? You have to hire experts. It's going to take time, right? If you want to get a case all the way to depositions, right, you're going to file motions and have a kind of extensive discovery process. That takes time and money. And for a lawyer, if he can negotiate a settlement right away, pre-suit, when there's no cost, there's no nothing, right? That's always going to be someone's design. So Lions didn't, create this playbook to just say, hey, let's make a lot of noise and force them to settle the case. But, Lions feels like his back's up against the wall by making these type of, outlandish type of demands. I don't necessarily think it's that strange for someone to try to negotiate a pre-suit settlement. I don't think Tennessee has any reason to budge. So what Lions is doing here, I imagine, is probably similar to what he did with the Kansas case. But yeah, and all attorneys will do this. Instead of filing a lawsuit that could take a year, 2 years, and cost a substantial amount of money, why not settle the case pre-suit when there's no cost that's racked up and, your client can get paid? Especially, Pruitt at this point is, he's working in the NFL. He's making, I'm sure, pennies on the dollar as to what he was making at Tennessee. So, his client needs a payday. So maybe that's the intention for trying to move this as quickly as possible. But I don't deny that he's going to ultimately sue. I don't see any reason why Tennessee would switch gears at this point when they've been denying these overtures for the last few months.
Was this a nice change of pace for you? Because I imagine you've done 9,000 John Gruden, Washington football team, NFL investigation interviews in the last couple of weeks.
You know what? Slight change of pace, but now I'm on the Rizovich. There's now, I don't know if anyone's following that, Nick Rizovich, Washington State football coach, fired for, not getting the vaccine. So we're back on the college football bandwagon, guys. So, never a dull moment in sports law.
No question about it. Sports Law Lust is where you can follow Dan Lust, sports attorney, who is kind enough to join us on short notice and make us a little smarter about the University of Tennessee and what Jeremy Pruitt is trying to bring about. Dan, thank you for the time as always, and we'll keep up with you and talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.